Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com.
Right, Donna, this is very rare. We've done this before, but it's very, very rare. But we had a caller jump in here early on in the program, right when we got started. Brendan, and Brendan didn't know really where we were headed at the beginning of the show, but he had a question that he wanted to pose, and it didn't really fit with our first hour of programming, but I thought it was an important question, and I think it might be a question that that you all might want to hear and maybe even want to chime in with some suggestions. So, Brendan, first of all, thank you for calling back. You're on WMAL.
Hey, Mr. Larry O'Connor. I've listened to you for years with my dad, and I really love your show.
Well, thank you. And you're 18?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And what school are you going to right now?
King George High School.
King George High School. Okay. So you're a senior.
Yes, sir.
All right. You're almost done. Are you ready? Are you excited? You ready for graduation?
Yes, I am. I picked the outdoor graduation. That made more sense than doing it by appointment inside.
Yeah, good call on that one. And do you have plans for after high school yet?
Yes, sir. I'm going to a Christian college, Liberty University.
Liberty. You're very well aware of that.
Yes, because I'm not trying to get my mind, to get basically...
Brainwashed
by the left and all these other colleges. So
good, well stated. Good call. All right. So now you have an assignment here that you wanted some help with. Go ahead and lay it out for us.
So it says in 2017, my teacher got this information by the Congressional Budget Office.
Okay.
So in 2017, the U.S. brought in $3.3 trillion in taxes and tariffs. And spent $4.1 trillion.
Right.
So I did the math.
So that gave us a deficit that year, right? That was our deficit for the year, which worked out just a little under $1 trillion. And by the way, because I know where you're headed with this, but I just wanted to give you some information. That was for the entire year of 2017. So far in 2021, as of the end of March in the fiscal year, our deficit is already $1.7 trillion in 2021. So just throw that out there. Okay, keep going, Brendan.
All right. All right, so I did the math. It's $800 billion in the hole. And so the question is, with this type of spending, how would you pay off the debt? And my teacher gave some options, liberal and conservative options, like the liberal ones, increase taxes on the wealthy, the stuff you hear all the time with Biden and stuff, increase business taxes, increase spending on social welfare programs, decrease defense spending. And then on the conservative side, you have decreased taxes on the citizens, decreased taxes on corporations, decreased spending on social welfare programs, and increase defense spending. My thought...
wait a minute. What if the conservative options to get rid of the deficit and pay down the debt is to increase defense spending? That's interesting.
Yeah, that's what he wrote.
That's it. All right. That's it. Hold on. After decreased taxes, what were the last two again? I missed one in the middle there before increased defense spending.
Decrease spending on social welfare programs.
There you go. Okay. All right. Nice. Okay. So those are the options.
Yeah. And I really wanted your opinion on it because, I mean, I get the decreasing spending on social welfare programs. I advocate for that to a degree. But increasing taxes... on increasing business taxes, I heard on WMAL, I think it was last night, that businesses pay like 2/3 of the taxes already in the U.S. Is that true?
Mm-hmm. It's something like that, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of different sources for similar numbers, but yeah. Yeah, I've seen numbers where you could confiscate, you could raise the taxes on the wealthiest Americans to like 90% of their income, and it still won't pay off the deficit because the deficit is so large as it is, or let alone pay off the debt.
So what's your thinking on this? Like, how,
all right,
how could we do this?
So now here's what we're going to do. I'm going to ask you a couple more questions here, because I don't think it's fair for me to give you the answer necessarily. You need to do the research.
No.
But this could be part of your research. I'm going to ask you a couple more questions and give you a little bit of my opinion. We're going to take some calls, too. And then the end of this half hour, Brendan, I want you to come up with your solution. All right. So we're going to get other people's opinions, too. 888-630-9625. We're helping Brendan out here with his high school paper. Based on the current budget deficit, how would you pay it off? How would you pay off the debt, considering we've got a operating deficit right now? What do you cut? What taxes do you raise? How do you get this done? 888-630-WMAL. Now, let me ask you another, Brendan, real fast. If you had a job that, and you made, let's say, I'm just coming up with round numbers, let's say you made $20,000 a year with a job, and the cost of your car and your food and your house totaled to about $25,000 a year. So that means you've got bills totaling $25,000 a year, but you're only making $20,000 to pay your bills, right?
Okay.
So you wouldn't be able to get away with that. Somebody's going to come knocking on your door saying, "Hey, where's my money?" Right?
Yes.
So how would you fix that problem? Would you get a job that paid you more money, or would you cut something out of your life that you're spending money on?
You would cut the discretionary stuff, so like stuff you don't really need.
So you would stop spending money on the stuff that the things that weren't a necessity. Like you'd still your food, right? Or but maybe you get rid of. Well, I guess we all have different interpretations as to what a necessity is. But you would cut your expenses. Would be your first response, right?
Yes.
Okay. So now, of course, with the federal government, the difference here is that in the federal government, they don't have anybody knocking on their door saying, "Pay your bills." Right?
Yeah.
They can just keep printing money.
Correct. We have two types of spending, right? Discretionary and mandatory, right?
Right. Although even that mandatory spending, I mean, the most mandatory spending is the interest on the debt. The other stuff, they call it discretionary spending because you're not allowed to touch Social Security, you're not allowed to touch, but it's only non-discretionary because they've deemed it, the politicians have deemed it such.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, huh.
Okay. So the other idea, I mean, the two ways you get rid of a deficit in your budget is you either raise more money or you cut costs, right? That's just logic, that's math, right? So,
yes.
We're about to take a break, and I know you probably have access to Google or something, right? We're going to take some calls.
But
you don't? You don't have any access? I want you to search something.
Not at the moment.
While we check traffic. Oh, all right. Well, maybe somebody, because here's the interesting thing. Well, and I'll ask you this question, and we'll get some calls as well. Do you think cutting taxes reduces revenue to the government or increases revenue to the government? So I want you think about that, and then we'll get your answer in a minute, all right? And we continue with high school senior Brendan here, who has a dilemma. It's a school question. We're running a deficit. We've got a huge debt. How would you eliminate the deficit? How would you pay off the debt? I do like that one of the options, the conservative option, is cut social welfare spending. How about just cut government spending in general? It's always got to be tied with a social welfare, you know, because conservatives are mean. But Brendan, so here's an interesting question. When you lower the tax rate, does that increase or decrease revenue for the government?
So I just thought of this.
Mm-hmm.
So if it should increase it, because if you cut business taxes, businesses will have more money to blow into the economy, which raises the gross domestic product. Now, if you cut citizen taxes, citizens will have more money to spend on businesses. So now you have businesses lowering prices because they don't have to pay as much expense. So You have you can export more products, which will bring more money into the economy.
And it stimulates the economy. Exactly.
For,
see, you're already smarter than most people out there. Absolutely, certainly most Democrats in the House, Brandon. That's absolutely right. Historically, I don't have the numbers in front of me for the Trump tax cut, but the big tax cuts before that of the late 20th century were Kennedy in the early 60s, Reagan in the 80s, and Bush right after 9/11. And each time, federal revenues increased quite a bit. Deficit was still there, but that's because we spent too much. So we can keep making money, but somehow politicians keep spending a lot. So how do we fix that? All right, let's get some suggestions out there. Let's go to Nick in Woodbridge. Go ahead, Nick. You heard all the options in front of him. Do you have some other ideas here, Nick?
Hey, well, I think that that Brendan's on the right track here. So, Brendan, I would just go ahead and have yourself ask some questions. So you'll notice that there's a lot of spending going on, and you got to ask yourself, where is this money coming from? And the answer to that is it's not coming from anywhere. It's this kind of money is getting dumped into the pool. Now,
they're
the
just
answer
printing
that
it.
The economists
It's like,
have,
we need more money. Go print some more money. Yeah.
The answer the economists have is to induce hyperinflation. If you owe $30,000 at a car and all of a sudden $30,000 isn't worth very much anymore, then you've just gotten a car on a discount, right? And they want to do that same thing to our debt and to remake the financial order as a whole. Now, if the libs are thinking in that same kind of framework that you can just make money out of nowhere, you got to ask yourself the other question is why tax people in the first place? And the answer to that is a stark one. See, when you're taxing people to punish them or to disincentivize people's activities or disincentivize people by demographic or disincentivize
or just control their behavior in
the
general
economy.
Yeah,
exactly. So taxation is disincentivization. And if you're not worried about where money comes from because you can just print it off anytime you want, then you got to realize that the reason why people are getting taxed is for no reason that has anything to do with revenue.
Right. All right, Nick, thank you. I want to get some more in here, but there's a lot there. We're going to make this a very long paper for Brendan. Who knows? Maybe it's like a multiple choice here. All right, how about Dennis in Fredericksburg? What do you think, Dennis? You're on WMAL.
Well, continuing on with what Nick just said, I believe it was Ronald Reagan in 1983 commissioned a report, and what he found was that, what the report found, was that your taxes pay for two main things. That is the interest on the national debt and wealth redistribution. Hmm. Because believe it or not, Barack Obama was not the first person to come up with that term. Now, I think the first question you need to ask yourself is, who do we owe the debt to? It's the Federal Reserve. So if you want to get rid of the debt, you dump the Federal Reserve and you make Congress do its job. And you back the dollar with gold and silver.
So like you just get rid of the people that you owe the money to. I don't think it's entirely owed to the Federal Reserve. Dennis, thank you. I think there's also, you know, there's a lot of bondholders out there who bought Treasury bills and such, and they're going to come calling as well. But there are a lot of layers to this. All right, more responses here, and also Brendan at the bottom of the hour here, he's going to digest this, and we're sort of try to come up with a crystallized answer here. Keep it here on WMAL.